League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
The Texans are going to be fine. They're going to get a running back.
Okay, so here's off the board.
It might be Joe Mixon now.
Here's who's off the board. Saquon Barkley off the board, 37. 3 year, $37.75 million. Derrick Henry still on the board. Josh Jacobs did a deal with Green Bay, 4 year, $48 million. As soon as they did that deal, they waived Aaron Jones, who signed with the Minnesota Vikings this year on a 1 year, $7 million deal. Tony Pollard went to the Titans, 3 year, $24 million. Pretty reasonable. $8 million seems to be the number.
DeAndre Swift,
3 year, $25 million. There's the $8 million again. Austin Eckler, 2 year deal, $11.43 million. Austin Eckler, the prize of fantasy football, gets less than $6 million a year. J.K. Dobbins, the chronically injured running back. I do not want to end up with J.K. Dobbins. Devin Singletary, number 9 on Greg Rosenthal's list, went for, what did he get? Like $5 million, around $5 million a year. How many years was that? 3 year deal? Devin. Motor.
Motor got a 3 year deal with the Giants, no?
Yeah, like 15, right around there.
Yeah, right.
So
you're telling me the appeal of CJ Stroud couldn't convince some of these guys to come in on the Texas number? You big dummies, not you two, but particularly, CJ Stroud, the appeal of the Texans. Stop it. The money matters more.
The money
That's
matters.
Your lesson here. CJ, great. What a great
it's
feel.
It's always
the money.
It's always the
Saquon
money.
Saquon said, you know what?
Look at some of these guys. Christian Wilkins just signed with the Raiders.
Yeah.
It's the money.
Yes.
Trust me.
Jalen Hurts is pretty appealing, too.
No one will want to play for the Texans.
When the Eagles are giving you more money than a Texans, you go sign with the Eagles. Jalen Hurts ain't so bad. In comparison to CJ?
Yeah, no.
Make Caserio match the money. CJ's great. But they're not at a point where they can come in under someone else's number and get a guy.
I kind of like that Nick's playing it close to the vest.
I'm okay with it right now, depending on what happens. Because you actually, in Wave 2, you do get better. You do get some good values on players. It's never going to make the fan base happy that you don't spend in free agency.
Yeah.
On day one. That's the one. You know, trading up makes people happy. Trading back makes people sad. Spending a bunch of money on day one of free agency makes people happy. Being shrewd with your money makes people sad. That's just how it works. I mean, everyone wants you to trade up, trade away your picks, spend as much money as you possibly can, and then if it doesn't work out, they also want you fired. So, I don't mind the strategy up to this point. There are some guys that I think Aaron Jones, really 1 year, $7 million? Was 1 year, $8 million unavailable? Did he want to just stay in his own division?
He wanted to make the Packers pay?
He did come from UTEP, right?
I'll have to find out.
I think Aaron Jones is a UTEP runner because I was not as high on him as I should have been out of the draft. Maybe he's like, I ain't going back to that heat.
He's from Georgia, Savannah, Georgia.
What? And then where did he play his college ball?
I'm still waiting for that.
I think UTEP.
He played at UTEP. So he didn't want to come back to Texas.
He didn't want to come back to this heat.
Is that the excuse?
This could be.
Yeah. Do you want to play here? No.
I thought everyone wanted to play here.
Everybody does. There ain't much left out there now. It's getting So apparently the Ravens have offered $6.5 million to Derrick Henry.
And?
Well.
Is he mulling it over? I'm just telling you now, they do not have a running back room. They don't have a running back room at all.
No. One guy changes that. A Derrick Henry changes that.
No, you still need another one in there. You're not going to go with Jared Doakes or J.J. Taylor. J.J. Taylor's not even making this roster. I don't even know what they're doing with him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get a McKinnon for cheap as a backup.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at this. The Spot Track has all the players because obviously I don't need just the very top guys. Here's who's available right now: Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Cordarrelle Patterson, who is interesting because he can run outside zone. He's done some of that stuff with the Falcons. He's kind of a hybrid running back. Wide receiver, but he's a fun little toy to have, and he can return kicks. Like Cordarrelle Patterson's a fun toy, but he's not a very defined player. He's not exactly a running back and not exactly a wide receiver. Naeem Hines, a little bit too much of a specialist. Alexander Mattison, that is a fit in this offense, but he's a banger. He doesn't have a lot of juice. What about Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Deontay Foreman? Had a good year last year. He's been much better since he left the Texans. Should we get the gang back together? We got Lonnie Johnson. You've brought Desmond King back last year, and you brought him back again this year. Eric Murray is coming back. What do you think about getting the whole gang back, getting Deontay Murray back? And let's just load up on Bill O'Brien's old roster.
No, we don't want to load up on Bill O'Brien.
Boston Scott, Damian Harris. To me, Damian Harris would be... I actually kind of like Damian Harris. He's another one. Cam Akers. These are guys who are available. J.K. Dobbins, chronically injured. Matt Breida, Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, A.J. Dillon, outside zone back from Arizona, from Green Bay. I mean, there's still, Jerick McKinnon. I don't want Latavius Murray. And then I'm out on the rest of these guys. And Rico Dowdle I like okay, but there's still some guys.
Yeah.
Are you excited? You don't sound that excited about
this. Didn't
Damian
Harris get like left the field in an ambulance last year for the
Bills?
Damian Harris?
But what kind of ambulance? Was it an urgent care or one that's a.
He left the field in one.
What kind of ambulance?
Well, I mean,
they had to use one
that ambulances show up at.
What kind of ambulance was it?
The one that take you to the hospital immediately.
A red one?
I don't know. I believe it was white. I think the ambulance.
White ambulance?
Yes.
Well, those are better.
For who?
Those are the better kind.
Not for Damian Harris.
Scary injury full sequence.
That's the guy you want.
It's not. The stars aligned for me to be here. Let's see. Life-threatening injury. of course, that's a YouTube
headline to get you to watch.
A YouTube headline is Damian Harris has a life-threatening injury by a clean hit. I'm like,
he was taken off.
Oh, life-threatening. Oh, it's just a YouTube clickbait headline.
He was put on injured reserve with a neck injury due to that hit.
Yeah, no thanks. No thank you.
You want that guy?
We got enough.
You want the guy that punched the woman in the bar? Do you want the guy who was in a
hospital?
We got enough cancer
guys. We don't need any more life-threatening.
Jeez.
My goodness. Stop with the life-threatening.
And John, by cancer means players who actually have cancer.
Cancer.
Not that they're bad guys.
No. No, guys
actually have
two players
cancer.
Who have had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
We've got enough of that. We don't need any more life-threatening players.
I don't want Ezekiel Elliott. Alexander Mattison. Deontay Foreman.
You got the draft.
Yeah.
Cam Akers. Yeah, but you never want to – you can't go on the – You have to sign a running back.
You have to get more in the room. You sign a running back, you sign a Mattison, and you still get a running back.
I don't know why you need to sign
one. Oh, yeah,
one.
That's what you have to do. You have to sign one for sure.
You got J.J. Taylor. You got J.J. and Damian. Not sure why you need to sign one.
J.J. Taylor.
Wow.
No, I just said J.J.
J.J. Not that J.J. Not the good. Not the big one. We got the little one.
The very little one.
We got the little one. Hey, I got full flavor. I got that. I got free rank coffee. I am having it every day, people. You're seeing me bring these in on Twitch or YouTube, whichever way you're watching. And it's just fantastic. If you're looking for the best, I'm telling you to start your day. I love this coffee. And I asked my wife, she said, yes, I really, really like it. It's really full flavored. It's got a different taste. I'm sorry. American Dirt, Homestead, Mosteino, they're their most popular The Texas pecan is the best. It's just the best. And you're going to love it, too. It's a different kind of deal. It's from San Angelo. It's America, okay? Over 25 years, it is, you know, you dream, coffee, work, repeat. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. This is what I'm doing every day now. And they love veterans. They love first responders. They love nurses, teachers. You're going to get a 20% discount because you're an ESPN listener. ESPN 20 for 20% off. Go to 975coffee.com. See for yourself what free reign is all about. There's no bitter taste to it. The other coffee that you get, that's at the big chain, it's got a bitter taste to it. This has no bitterness. 975coffee.com, ESPN 20 for 20% off at ESPN at 975coffee.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zuerlein.
8:19 ESPN. One of the big stories nationally is Saquon Barkley. Saquon apparently is none too pleased with Tiki Barber. He's leaving New York to go to Philadelphia. And
those
two
teams hate each other, by the way. Those fan bases.
Yeah.
That's transfer portal going. You're transferring transfer portal from.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
From Auburn to Alabama, or from Texas to Oklahoma, from Clemson to South Carolina. They hate each other.
Yeah.
Fans fight. Like, that's a normal fight video. In the parking lot. Cowboys and Texans.
Tiki Barber apparently said this: "You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me." Tiki said, "You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead
Wait,
to me
Saquon, talk." Saquon said this?
Saquon said this to Tiki. "Tiki, you've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk. Don't smile in my face when you see me." Do you think at any point, who you got in this one?
First of all, I'll take Saquon. First of all, grown men doing this on Twitter. What is Tiki Barber doing?
I mean,
Saquon couldn't get a deal.
The Giants didn't even offer.
They didn't,
apparently.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing, Tiki?
He can't possibly join the Eagles, though. That's crazy the thing talk.
I mean, I wouldn't care if anyone went to the Colts, Titans, or Jaguars. But,
no, Andre Johnson went to the Colts.
Yeah.
And Titans, didn't he?
No, D-Hop ended up there, obviously.
Andre didn't play for
Andre
the Titans.
Andre played for the Colts.
Yeah, no, but not the Titans, did he?
Yeah.
I remember seeing him in a Titans uniform. Yeah, he played for the Colts.
And he played for the Raptors, too?
Well, he would have if they would have signed him.
Akeem Olajuwon, and you're putting him with the Titans,
He played
too?
For the Colts and the Titans in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
And wow, I do not remember the tight. He was pretty. He was memorable after he left.
Did he catch two touchdowns against the Texans?
He,
and the Colts?
He had a game against the Texans. Yeah,
Saquon better be pretty good with the Eagles because they paid him a lot of money.
Yeah,
and he better be on and better stay on the field.
Well, odds are that he will not live up to his contract.
Yes,
that's historically second contracts. Running backs with second contracts who have already had injury issues like Todd Gurley, it doesn't work out. Historically, didn't work out for Gurley, didn't work out for Zeke. It's a very low hit rate. So just keep that in mind. Now, we're not talking about a 4 and 5 year deal anymore. Teams have smottened up and they're going 3 year deals, but that guy's been in the league 5 years. He's averaged less than 3 yards a carry over the last 3 years. And now Philadelphia is giving him 13. He got 37 and a half. So just under $13 million a year. And their fan base, if he doesn't live up to it, oh, they will hate him. Yep. They may not call him a crumb bum.
Oh, no, they'll hate him.
But they will not like him. Yep. They'll boo him.
You agree with this? I think I know what the answer is. Kirk Cousins' Falcons deal will ripple across the NFL from Justin Fields to Jared Goff in the draft. 4 years, $180 million, $45 million a year.
Well, the deal just signed with the Atlanta Falcons has a big impact on the draft, yeah. The Bears are – we're really running out of places for Justin Fields. See, this is what happens when you – like right now, the ESPN's talking about Justin Fields. That's all they do. Fan bases, Justin Fields is really good. Yeah. Justin Fields, if you let ESPN create your narrative, Justin Fields, can he be an MVP? That was one of the questions this offseason. What the actual story is when we get past the narratives of ESPN and social media pushing one narrative, what you find out is the NFL doesn't value Justin Fields. They don't value guys who don't pass well.
Yeah.
Well, why is this hard to understand? It's not hard to understand. If you don't prove that you can be a consistent passer, guess what? The Falcons didn't want him. They'd rather have an older – you know why? Because Kirk Cousins is reliable and consistent as a passer. Has he won a bunch of playoff games? No. Has he been an above-average quarterback and a consistently productive guy? Yes, he has. That's the reality. Now, he's gamed the system better than anyone. He wasn't afraid of franchise tags. He took two of them. No problem. I'll take this guaranteed money. Kirk Cousins, when it's all over, John, will have made – a minimum of $330 million guaranteed. $330 million guaranteed by the end of his Falcon deal. He's 35 years old right now. Sam Bradford, who everyone considered the godfather of these bad deals or of making a bunch of guaranteed money because he was on the old contract, he's 36 right now. He made $130 million. Kirk Cousins, by the end of his deal, he's 35 now, will have made $330 million guaranteed. And if he gets to the end of his deal, $411 million in his career. And all he's done is just gotten everything guaranteed. Like Mike McCartney, who's not a hardcore, you know, he's not a David Mulgeta agent at all. He's actually quite the opposite. Pretty friendly, amiable guy. You remember his dad was Bill McCartney, the coach at Colorado. Mike is a really good agent, a good dude. He just keeps getting these great deals for Kirk Cousins. And you'd rather and the Falcons are saying, you know what? We'd rather take a known prospect, by the way, coming off an Achilles injury, and Kirk Cousins, then take a chance on Justin Fields. Who else? Pittsburgh Steelers would rather go with old Russell. Ass Russell Wilson.
Well, now, $1.2 million.
Minimum deal. Yeah, minimum deal.
What about the Vikings?
That's almost all. So I was thinking about this. Here are the possibilities. You could long shot would be New England Patriots. Don't see that. Minnesota Vikings almost have to be a favorite, right?
Yeah.
So the Bears would have to be okay trading them in the division.
And for what? I mean, now you're getting to the point where what are you going to get for him now?
I think you make it a third, a fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Maybe Seattle? Because Mike McDonald has been very noncommittal on Geno Smith up to this point. Maybe Seattle, but you're still fighting for a job if you're Justin Fields. Nobody in the AFC South. Nobody in the AFC North. In the West, so the Raiders were taken off the books, right? Because
well,
you have Gardner Minshew.
I'm not sure that he wouldn't compete with Levis, right?
No, they've already drafted quarterbacks back-to-back years. They're not putting them in there with Levis because you're basically telling them, Levis, you don't have a job. And they go, they want to see what they have with Levis.
He doesn't fit with the Broncos.
Well, why not?
Because he doesn't fit, he can't run Sean Payton's offense.
He can't run it, but what are you going to do
if
you're the Broncos?
No, you can't. He can't.
Well, they have a top 10 pick, right? They can go after a quarterback.
Yeah, but who do they have? Well, they're 12.
Oh, 12.
Yeah. Who do they have right now? Jacoby Brissett is off the board. He went to the New England Patriots. Patriots are going to draft a quarterback at 3. Honestly, I went through this list. Raiders were on my list at that particular time. I took the Raiders off. So nobody in the AFC
they have
West.
Jarrett Stidham, the Broncos do.
Jarrett Stidham, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So the Broncos would be on the list just from a need standpoint. Maybe the Jets?
Jets signed Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they signed Tyrod. And that would be for a backup, and maybe, you know, you'd have to see. Not Miami, not Buffalo. Who else was with the Jets? Jets, Miami, Buffalo. Who else?
New England.
Patriots. Seriously.
New England.
The Giants. Giants are a possibility.
Yeah.
So,
New England and Minnesota.
Well, if New England's drafting
New England
a quarterback.
Already, they signed Jacoby Brissett, too.
And they're drafting.
And they're going to draft one. So, right now, you're at Minnesota, you're at the Giants, the Saints.
Could he back
I think the Saints are a legitimate possibility.
Would he back up Kyler?
Yeah, you could. You could, because you know what? You could potentially get rid of Kyler, too. But I think the Saints are – I was told a while back that Saints were a kind of a dark horse candidate there because, you know, it's Derek Carr. It's not like you can't get rid of Derek Carr. So that's the reality.
I thought they just reworked.
TV tells you one thing, and the reality is Justin Fields does not have value around the
NFL. Didn't
they just
rework Derek Carr's deal? Didn't that news break that they reworked his deal?
How much of it is?
Yeah, they restructured his deal on February 23rd.
To make more
restructured means
cap to get more cap space
means we need you weren't very good last
he's
year.
He's set to make $30 million this year.
That ain't bad. That's half of what guys are making now.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot $30 million is nothing for a quarterback contract.
No. All right, 7137 Jacob,
yeah,
you're first
you
up on the
you
other
can't
side.
Get out from. Yeah, the problem with the Saints is you can't cut. He's got $52 million dead cap number right now.
Yeah,
you can't cut him. He'd have to compete for a job, I guess.
Yeah, and he don't like that. He does not want to compete for a job. We saw that in Las Vegas. Time for you to talk about Underdog. Jacob, you're first up. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776.
Underdog Fantasy. So how long have you been playing Underdog Fantasy? If you tell me I haven't, did you know that you could have... I mean, there's so many opportunities on the Pick'em Challenge. They have it on the UFC. They had it on the Combine. They have it on... NHL, and of course basketball. When you're watching your favorite basketball teams, they also have it on March Madness and tournament basketball in college. Like, there's so many different things to choose from. I know we talk about the NBA, but did you know you can mix and match these? You look at the statistics they have available, and they have multiple statistics, and you pick higher or lower than the stat they have listed. And it can be whatever stat they have where you say, no, I don't think so. This guy's got a bad matchup. He won't score this many points. I'm going to go lower. And if you pick between 2 and 5, you're going to get paid. You have to pick a minimum of 2. That's the standard payout on that is 3 to 1. But here's the kicker with Underdog Fantasy. They have boosters all over the place where they'll pay you boosters for where they boost your payout based on like double doubles. If a guy gets a double double, or if a guy makes KJ Martin the other day makes a 3 point, you know, it was 0.5 3-pointers for the game. I went higher. He made one in the first quarter. Automatic booster of 1.5. So the payout ended up for 4 ended up being something like it was great. It was something like 26 to 1. And you know, this is what they're doing at Underdog Fantasy, making it a lot of fun to follow along with your games and make real money. Real money, it's completely legal here in the state of Texas, but you need to use promo code Lance. They'll match your deposit up to $100, and they're going to give you a special pick in your lobby off the bat, which is usually going to be an easy winner for you. So make sure you go to Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older in Fresno State where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. Feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER and go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back. 833 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Get in here. Jacob, you've been waiting. We appreciate it. We're the quickest wait times in the industry right now. So, Jacob, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, man, so I just saw that Aaron Jones is off the board. Y'all think we could be targeting somebody via trade, like maybe like an Alvin Kamara or even like an Elijah Mitchell type guy? Who are some names y'all think we could go after?
Elijah would be nice.
Mitchell would be nice, and especially he knows him.
I mean, what would you want to give up, though?
Kamara. What would it take to get Kamara? I would love to have Kamara.
He's expensive. Because he got one of the big running back deals. I don't see that happening. Plus, he's a guy who has to catch more than he runs. I don't see them wanting out. You got to find somebody who can be kind of a workhorse back for you right now. At least, you know, a primary carry guy. I'm not sure that's him. Yeah, I don't think they're looking at trade. I think they're – honestly, my guess is going to be – if I had to guess, I'd say Alexander Mattison. Get him on a – maybe a $5 million deal, 1 year, $5 million, 2 year, $10 million. He's played outside zone with Gary Kubiak's offense when Gary was at Minnesota, so he knows outside zone stuff. He's reliable. Doesn't have a lot of juice, but he's a physical running back. Maybe he's more like a Damian Pierce who sees the field better, and then he wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can kind of rely on him to be. And then you go into the draft looking at running back too, and then you make it a competition. Like, I could see them drafting, you know, Marshawn Lloyd in the third or fourth round from USC. Maybe Trey Benson or Jalen Wright in the second round, third round. Like, I wouldn't want to draft a running back in the second round personally if I were the Texans. I'd rather wait until the third round, but we'll see what happens. They put themselves in a position now where they have to, they've got somebody that they know they're signing. And I'm just trying to find fits. And there's a few different fits. Matt Breida has played in this offense. He'd get a low-dollar deal. Matt Breida has a lot of speed, and he played in. Didn't Breida play Dell for Miami, too? Was he San Francisco and Miami? Matt Breida, was he also with Mike McDaniel?
No. He was in Miami, but before McDaniel got there, he played under Flores.
Let me see. Mike Breida, last game, this year, he averaged 2.7. Matt Breida averaged 2.7 yards to carry this year for the 49 for the Giants, which is nice.
That's great.
It's hard to get to 2.7. Luckily, we've got J.J. Taylor, who averages 3 yards a carry, and Damian Pierce, who probably averages about the same. So he did play in San
Francisco. Average 1.5.
Yeah, he played in Miami.
I said he did, but yeah, before.
San Francisco, Miami, Buffalo, Giants. I don't really want that.
He played for Miami, but not under
Mike.
Not under Mike McDaniel. He played under Flores in 2020.
I assume they got something going on.
Yeah, they got something. They got something going on. All right. This is another. Everybody freaking out because there's no running backs left.
It's going to be fine. Somebody will be here.
Last year they thought they had Damian Pierce.
Okay, Joe Mixon would make you.
And Devin Singletary was just a throw-in. He was going to be a backup that maybe would catch some
Joe
balls.
Mixon, forget the fact that he punched a woman in the face.
Okay.
Okay, you got to and knocked her down on camera. That was 10 years ago. Hopefully he doesn't punch people in the face anymore. But I actually think he did have an issue outside of his own. Yeah. There was some kind of disturbance. Hold on a second. I remember something was. The video shows. Yeah. Okay. So Joe did punch her, but there's another video, or there's another one. Here it is. Joe Mixon was present during a shooting involving. That was just last offseason.
He allegedly pointed a gun at someone and. Misdemeanor first degree, highest level. So this was in January of 2023.
But he didn't get charged.
No, he did not.
Unless you point guns at people sometimes.
So he was charged, but the police officer who involved in that charge was disciplined. It's very murky, that situation. But he never spent any time in a courtroom.
Ta-da. So would you take him now, John?
No. And the Texans won't.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know.
I do not think that.
I don't know.
And he had another incident.
Oh.
Where he had his home sealed off by police after a shooting. So
this is a separate one?
Yes. This one happened in March. The other one was like in January.
So he went back-to-back shootings. Well, he gave February a rest.
Like I said, he's been a good citizen ever since then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, just hiccups.
Yeah.
Just some gun violence hiccups. It's not a... Don't make a big deal about this, John. Was he ever charged in anything, Dell?
He was recharged.
Was he arrested? I mean, was he ever sentenced to anything?
No, he was not.
Ta-da!
No. Just the police.
And he's a 3-down back, John.
Joe Mixon ain't coming here. Joe Mixon ain't.
Will the Texans sign a guy when there's a report of the police surrounding his home at one point in the last about year? Are the Texans going to sign that guy?
I mean, that's not ideal.
That ain't a Hannah guy, okay? We ain't doing that.
So are they going to spend money?
I feel like Hannah's got some edge.
Oh, you think Joe Mixon type of edge?
I don't know about Joe Mixon type of edge. I don't think Hannah's like, oh, anyway. She comes from a family of like 12. She comes from a, like a huge family. You don't grow up.
Did you ever hear of them surrounding her house?
She's Italian.
The cops surrounded her house.
She's probably Italian.
What do you mean she's probably? Well, she's
either she is.
I don't
or
know
she
her
isn't.
Last name.
No,
but she came from a family.
She could
of 10
be Italian.
Or 12.
You don't know.
She's probably a Catholic. She's probably comes from a rough Catholic family.
Her last.
She
name.
Had to. She had to. What? You know, her, fight it out with her brothers or something. Like she may have some edge.
Her maiden name is Heartland.
Yeah, it's not Italian.
That's not Italian. Heartlando. That might be a
no. There's no O at the end of that.
It should be Irish.
No, I'm looking at it. It's
she
hard
might have changed it.
For what
you don't
reason?
Know.
For what reason?
So when they came to the U.S.,
she's Irish
from Heartland.
Do you know how we were the prejudice against the Italians?
Listen,
have
the
you
Irish
heard of Heartlando?
The Irish face the same Heartland. Yeah. You hear how Irish that sounds?
Yeah,
Heartland. Her name is Hannah Heartland.
Well,
that sounds Irish.
Neither
she's
here
probably
nor there.
Irish.
We ain't doing. They ain't doing Joe Mixon. Okay, he ain't coming here.
Well, Derrick Henry ain't coming here either.
Who are they spending money on?
Derrick Henry ain't coming.
Their
either.
Own guy. I'll tell you who.
Eric
are you
Murray.
Ready? Eric Murray, Lonnie Johnson, Mike Ford, the kicker,
Jeff Okuda,
the Tommy
Noah
Townsend,
Brown.
The punter, Noah Brown, a fifth receiver.
Yeah, they paid for.
I mean,
him.
They're getting the depth.
They're throwing it around.
Just tossing money around.
Way more.
Yeah,
way more than
like
the Texans, than the Cowboys did.
John, I want you to keep count of this. Ready? Tommy Townsend.
One.
Okay. Kyme Fairbairn.
Beans.
Two.
Two.
John Weeks.
Three.
Mike Ford.
Four.
Lonnie Johnson.
Five.
Eric Murray.
Six.
Noah Brown.
Seven.
Danique Autry.
Eight.
Foley Fatakasi.
Fodu Falakasi.
Nine.
And I feel like we got one more. We're missing somebody.
Yeah. Aziz. Khalil Davis.
Aziz Al-Ashir.
Al-Ashir, that's 11.
When Khalil Davis they signed? I thought he was already on the.
They brought him back.
I mean, how much more do you people want? They've already signed 11 players.
Well, more.
Maybe more.
Boyd, whoever that is.
It's Chris Boyd. Played for, he's from Minnesota, came from Texas.
12.
Remember that big cornerback from Texas?
Yeah. See, look at all the corners.
Look at all. I mean, holy crap. The Texans have been extremely active
Okuda,
in free.
Right?
Why are you. Jeff Okuda.
Yeah.
You 13. Said that already.
I mean,
you did Okuda twice.
We named him twice.
You said him twice?
Yes.
So here's the deal.
We like Okuda.
Everyone complaining that, they're not signing guys. Yes, they are.
Well,
they probably lead the league with 13 signings.
I think people are taking issue with the names of the signings. Not that they're not signing guys.
Mike Boyd.
Yeah, Chris Boyd, but
Chris Boyd. You didn't say Mike
Ford. Mike Ford. I said Mike Boyd. Whatever. These guys are special teams players.
And you can't give
primarily
them.
They're just signing guys who play
who's
on special
have the
teams.
Best special teams.
We'll
third
see.
Base is very important. It's underlooked. Yeah. You signed Tommy Townsend. That's a championship punter.
He did win.
This
did
guy's
you see
won
the picture
two
of
rings.
Him and Taylor Swift about to
party.
She was like, "What?" And she was screaming at him, "Yes!" And he was like, "Yes, Taylor."
Do you think there's any chance now that she's up in the suite somewhere
that Taylor Swift comes to the games because
to
Tommy Townsend, the punter, is here?
Well, no, but I mean during an off week, like a bye week, do you think maybe she comes to Houston to watch Tommy Townsend punt?
I doubt that's going to happen. I really doubt that she's coming for Tommy Townsend. I doubt that. Jay wants to talk about running backs. Hey, Jay.
Yeah, how you doing? Y'all talk about the running backs. What do you think of two questions? What do you think of Antonio Gibson? Matt Breida was in San Francisco with that offense. Would you think he'd be a good fit here? And is there something that you can't teach Damian Pierce about the zone running scheme? Can they not teach him that?
No. So it's an instinctive thing where your eyes, it's spatial relationship, so you recognize space. You read, you start reading from the defensive end to the defensive tackle, and then you try to read up to the linebacker. And so you just have to have a feel for space. Like, it's kind of like if you're a great point guard who sees the court, you talk about Magic Johnson, John Stockton, LeBron sees the court really well, Alpi, Jokic. These guys who are great passers, they understand space, and it's the same thing. You either have it or you don't. Like, you can't really teach it because if you feel space, you're more decisive, and then you also have to have a little looseness in your hips so that you can plant. You can run at a certain pace, plant your foot, and go. Like, I'll give you an example. Arian Foster, he was an undrafted free agent. He was had great size. He was not the fastest guy. Had an unbelievable feel for outside zone. He was a quick one-cut-and-go back with very good good wiggle for his size and a great feel for recognizing where the lanes were. And he was extremely decisive. It's, unfortunately, it's just not something you can teach. Either guys typically have it or they don't, and it's not really something that's teachable. And actually, apparently, the Texans had the same issues with him the year before Slowick got here. On tape, when they watch, he just wasn't good on zone stuff. So you have to run more gap scheme, which is, you know, okay, between the guard and the tackle, the B gap is where you're, you know, it's a little different blocking scheme, but basically you're running to a certain gap. And instead of reading and going to where the cuts are, like what made Arian Foster special is he could cut back against the grain, and he was great on backside cuts. Dalvin Cook is a good mm-hmm. – Dalvin Cook's out there, by the way. I don't think he's signed, right? Dalvin Cook, I think, is still available.
I haven't seen him on
as a free agent. You mentioned Antonio Gibson. He signed yesterday.
Yeah.
And who else did he mention from San Francisco? Did he have another one he mentioned?
I didn't hear. But Antonio Gibson's gone, yeah.
Jonathan Brooks from Texas can be a good zone scheme back. Jalen mm-hmm. Wright from Tennessee could be – there's a few guys.
He mentioned Matt Breida. We've talked about him before.
Yeah, Breida just kind of out on the.
I'm mentioning John Daspit right now.
Man, so John Daspit, he was listening. John Daspit, who, you know what, John? You know, so he gets us Roger Clemens, right? Whenever it's playoff time and we have Roger Clemens on the air, mm-hmm. and John Daspit gives money to Roger Clemens' charity that he has, and Roger comes on with us. John was none too happy with that phone call yesterday that the guy Chris made taking shots at Roger in his Savannah Banana uniform. None too happy, I can tell you that much, because he's loyal. He's loyal to his guy, Roger. He's known him and the Clemens family for a while. John also, he's from Houston. He went to high school here. He went to college, two different degrees at Texas. He got his law degree at University of Houston. He backs his local teams, including Houston. He backs local high schools and gives money to high schools. He works with Selvin Young for charitable ventures for different churches and kids in need with bike drops, things like that, Thanksgiving turkeys. He's very involved in the community, and it's a community that recognizes that he gives back because he works for the community as well. When you give him a call at 713-CALL-NOW, he and his lawyers are going to fight hard, if you've ever been injured, to make sure that you get a very fair settlement, one that covers all of your injury costs, all of your time missed from work, all of your physical therapy, any surgeries, and, of course, your pain and suffering. And your pain and suffering is worth something. It's not an injury you asked for. It was not your fault. It was someone else's negligence. So you should be compensated for that, because for most, it's more than just an inconvenience. It's something that can affect you, in some cases, for the rest of your life in terms of your overall well-being. So make sure that you have John Daspit on your side. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Been talking so much about the Texans day. Want to mention once again, Alperen Şengün got good news. A severely sprained ankle and a bruised knee. That's good. That's really, really good.
Wasn't as bad as my prognosis.
Well, no, you had him out for the year already.
Well, he still could be.
Yeah, severe sprain can be 6 to 12 weeks, depending on the severity. So he could be out for the year.
He's going to be out for the year.
But there's no structural.
I thought maybe he had torn four ligaments in three in his ankle, broke a bone.
But you shouldn't say stuff when you're 2,000 miles away.
Or you're not a doctor.
Yeah, you're neither of those things.
Okay, well, tell it to Charlie Cashley, who chewed your ass out for making a comment, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Is that where you learned it from, Charlie?
That is exactly where, and tell I haven't done it since.
Tell Dell what happened with Charlie.
It was a game, first year of the season, and somebody was on the ground.
It was the first year?
It was the first year. First 2002? Year of the team. I think it was the first year of the team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, first or second year of the team. It was early on. And some guy's laying on the ground, and they were looking at his knee, and I said, oh, they're looking at his knee. And Charlie Casserly, after the game, came and tore me a new one. You don't talk about injury, see? You don't know what they're working on over there. You don't talk about it.
So you can't even look and say they're working on his knee.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't even make, oh, he's out for the year. That's a
nothing.
This looks awful.
They're working on his knee.
And so you can't even say that.
Can't say that.
You can't. You can't assess something with your eyes.
No.
What's Charlie doing
Which
now?
Was completely obvious to everyone there, everyone watching on TV, everyone in the world, but I can't.
Did you bow up or did you go, okay, Charlie?
No, I just said, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Charlie blew up on you. Hey, see, I'm not giving away my dress.
Hey, why are you asking me about Eric Moulds? Okay? You know we can't talk about that. He just got cut. He just got cut. Why can't I talk about it if you're willing to pick up Eric
Moulds? No,
you
didn't say anything. You just took it. You didn't say anything.
No. This is what happened. I don't think you were there.
Yes, I was there. I remember him lighting you up.
Because I said, what do you think about, what about he's available? I think it was Eric Moulds. Eric Moulds is available. What about picking him up via, you know, as a street free agent? Hey, okay, why are you asking me that? You know you can't ask that. I said, well, I was wondering if he's, you know, if you're going to pick him up. Okay, you know better than that. You know what you're at. Don't do that. What?
And to this day,
I don't know what I did.
And what did they do? They picked up Eric Moulds.
Yeah, they picked up Eric Moulds. Right. But I don't know, like, I to this day, I don't know what I did wrong. Right. It's not tampering.
Right.
He was cut like.
Oh, you got to say it. He's a good player. See, we'll see. I don't know. Of course, we're looking at everybody.
Okay. So, yeah. Hey. All right.
How about Fromber yesterday? Did you see what Fromber wanted to call his own pitches this year? Fromber went into this season, went into his first start of the spring calling his own pitches. Nah.
And then the fan base after that first bad outing.
They just hate Yiner Diaz.
People weren't thrilled with Fromber's first outing. It was a little over-aggressive.
Well, and it was too much for him.
Yeah.
There are guys that can call their own pitches. Fromber, just let them. And if you don't like it, then you shake them off.
You are pathetic!
Well,
after the first outing, Fromber.
Yeah.
At the second one, when he didn't have that type of... when he could just go out there and pitch, just fine. Actually, good. If you guys missed it yesterday.
Yeah. No, he was good yesterday. I was watching some of the game, and he threw a couple nice innings, and he's got himself and he had he struck out four in a strong start against it was the Tigers, you know. But that's okay. It's not like a major league team. It was okay. It's good.
No, they're a major league team. It's just not an actual game that counts.
Are they really though?
Yes.
I mean,
your guy's managing them, right?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure they're a real major league team. But okay, if you say so, that's just fine.
I'm just going by the standings, and they appear to be a team that's recognized in the standings.
Spotted and talk about that? Did he? He did. He did talk about. An update on JV. JV will start the season on the IL. JV won't be available. And oh, by the way, did you see Garrett Cole's got elbow issues? Oh, what? The Yankees.
MRI.
Series is here, right?
So Verlander and Cole may not be available for opening. Well, we know Verlander won't be. Cole probably won't be available for opening day either.
Yeah. So, oh, well. Sorry. Sorry about your elbow there. But here is Joe Espada talking about JV.
You know, that little hiccup, yeah, set him back for a few weeks. And I think it's another test for our team. I think, you know, this team is known for their resiliency, and we've been tested before, and this is another test. But while he's sidelined, we have other guys that can step up and do the job. And, you know, not concerned about his progression. He's in good shape, and we're just doing what's best for JV and our team.
A rock concert broke out while he was talking.
Well, they might have been playing music at the same. They sent Spencer Arrighetti down because racism.
Against who? Italians?
Yeah, Italians.
How about he's not capable of making the Major League roster? How about that?
No, it's a racist move. Let's keep the Italians down.
Keep the Italians down. What are you talking about?
Renel Blanco has looked really good this spring, and he's probably going to be the sixth starter. What about Montero? You got Joe Espada. Rafael Montero. How about this guy's making over $11 million a year, and you don't even know. You're not even sure. He's certainly not a back-end guy. It's going to be Abreu, Presley, and Hader on the back end. You're paying him $11 million a year, over $11 million a year. Here is a spot about how Rafael's looked.
You mentioned Montero.
Yeah.
So far in his camp, he's looked really good. But we're going to need some guys to step up and could bridge the gap to the back end of our bullpen.
And $11 million. And scene. That was not a... Being an outsider looking in, I don't think that was a great signing.
Feels like you're jumping the gun.
It's baseball. Well, maybe. I mean,
we need more time.
One of the 3 years.
Yeah, what about if he's great the next two? Are you going to apologize?
Then I will apologize, okay? And maybe Lance will apologize for Bagwellitics.
Somebody asked yesterday, is Bagwell the new GM of the Atlanta Falcons after Kirk Cousins' deal? And I just thought, this is a really crappy thing to say. Bagwellitics doesn't deal with starting quarterbacks, only backup quarterbacks. Bagwellitics is what Tampa used on Baker Mayfield.
I don't know. He did a Abreu's deal, so $20 million a year, 3 years, 19.5. I mean, that's a big money contract.
But he doesn't know starting quarterbacks. He knows, like, I think he might have, they may have used Bagwellitics for Baker's deal.
Bagwellitics. There's no such thing as Bagwellitics.
Somebody put a TM on it. They trademarked it.
There's no such
thing. Was that you who put the TM on it?
It was short-lived, but there was a thing.
You
know what the thing was? I don't know. Does $11 million sound good? Like, that's what it feels like. Where did you come up with that number for Montero?
Well, it was more. It was a $34 million deal, so 3 years.
A little bit more than 11, but where'd you come up with that number, just over $11 million a year, the $34 million for 3 years? I don't know. I mean, it's like he's an $11 million player. I know, but what's like, were there numbers that you... Yeah, I use some.
I don't like "I don't know" in the middle of his explanation. I don't want him going, "I don't know."
Yeah, I mean,
you don't know.
You just look at.
He said, "You don't know."
He said, "I don't know."
Look, Justin Verlander's making $36 million, and then like this is just a third of it. He pitches like a third of the innings.
No,
and he was really good. So, like $11 million.
He's really okay. Of all the guys, goodness gracious. 713-780-3776, we got 1 hour left. I got to tell you right now about Derek DeSola. Derek DeSola at Houston Safe and Lock. You will talk to him. Call Derek if you've got any issues with locks, if you've got a safe issue, if you can't open your safe, you need to change the combination on it, you need to change it from dial lock to digital. You need to move your safe, whatever that is. If you need a lock, lock sales, installation, locksmith services, no job too big or too small, high security and smart locks from brands like Medico, which is the best. It's the best out there. They specialize in lock repair and installation, rekeying, master key systems, access control systems. If you've got a business and you've got two or more doors, you want to know who's coming and going, what's going in and out of those doors. You want to know who is coming. You can use your phones. You can use a key card. You can use a fob, whatever it is that you want to use, and you'll know who's coming and going out of your business or your home. All you need to do is, if you need any of this stuff, Houston Safe and Lock and King Safe and Lock. It's on the Beltway at Westheimer. And King Safe and Lock is I-10 and Wirt. They're the same company. 713-522-5555 or 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.